The 2013 NFL Draft coming to a close, and there's a lot of new guys that you'll be able to listen to week in and week out on K107.1 this fall, including some running backs. Ted Thompson, I think he's only drafted like four. Was it four running backs? Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. He doesn't really draft running backs too often. Took a couple in this draft and a couple good ones, Brian.
Yeah, so Ted Thompson over the course of the weekend ended up taking Eddie Lacy out of Alabama, who many thought was a first-round talent, got him with the last pick of the second round. And then on top of that, late in the fourth, traded up to grab Jonathan Franklin out of UCLA. So the Packers got two of the best running backs in the entire draft. Kind of weird for a team that you've kind of always thought about as being a passing team with Aaron Rodgers and his stable of wide receivers. But these guys are really talented. It's perhaps a little hyperbole here, but I'm high on these guys. The potential is there for this to be the deepest Packers running back, deepest Packers backfield since the Lombardi era. Again, we got to wait till we see these guys on the field, but the potential is there.
Eddie Lacy's a guy that rarely do I watch college football and say, that's a guy I want on the Packers. And when watching Alabama win the national championship game, I felt that way about Lacy, and the Packers ended up taking him, although they could have had him a little earlier. They traded their pick. They traded down. For a while, it almost seemed like they were reluctant to take him, but they got their guy. He's had some injury problems, I think, with a toe. Are we concerned about Lacy and injuries moving forward, or is this a pick the Packers, was this a pick the Packers wanted to take or had to almost take?
Well, what I saw in the second round is when the Packers moved down, it's my opinion that they saw there was about three or four running backs available, and they were going to take a running back no matter what. So they moved down six slots, and they'll be like, okay, even if one or two of them gets picked in those time, we're still going to end up with somebody else, because at the time, Eddie Lacy was there, Monte Ball was there, Jonathan Franklin was there. So that's why I think they're just like, we're taking a running back, and one of them's going to get to us six picks later. As far as the injury goes, it is a concern, but the fantastic thing the Packers did is they got the insurance policy in the fourth round with Jonathan Franklin. Even if Eddie Lacy does end up having a few injuries along the way, they've got a pretty darn good option in Jonathan Franklin.
The Packers bolstering the running back position big time. They picked up a couple of wide receivers as well, and then a couple of offensive linemen, but a lot of defensive players in this draft too. The thing that you heard from the Packers was that we need to get bigger. We need to get more physical on defense. Did they do that in this draft?
Certainly. With Dayton Jones there in round one, they added to the defensive line, which is what they wanted to do. They're hopefully going to get a guy who can rush the passer. On top of that, they take another defensive lineman in the sixth round, Josh Boyd out of Mississippi State, a guy who's about 310 pounds, so an even bigger body than Dayton Jones from a weight standpoint. So, yeah, the Packers doing that on defense. Add a few more guys, and things are looking up.
A pretty highly regarded draft as far as critics and even fans are saying about the Packers this year. Any missteps, anything you would have liked to have seen them do?
The one thing I would have liked to have seen the Packers do is add at least some depth at the safety position. After releasing Charles Woodson in the offseason, they don't have a whole lot of numbers there. Certainly Morgan Burnett's going to be fine, but apart from him, you kind of got the one other safety position. And you hope that between Jerron McMillan and M.D. Jennings, they find a good one between those two, maybe even Sean Richardson. But at least I thought with 11 draft picks, I would have thought at some point, okay, let's add a safety here, if nothing else, for depth. But Packers didn't do it. It kind of scratching my head a little bit.
Is there any other moves that you envision this team making now that they have the draft? Do you see them still trying to find a safety somehow, whether through trade? Are they done kicking the tires on running backs like Cedric Benson? And I think most importantly, are you rooting for Tim Tebow to now be a Packer?
Yeah, Tim Tebow being released this morning by the Jets. We'll keep an eye on that. But the one thing, keep in the back of your mind here, now that the Packers didn't add a safety in the draft, I think they only have five or six of them on the roster, which during the off season, when your roster is up to 90 players, that's kind of thin. Just keep an eye on that. Now all of a sudden, talk's going to build about the Packers potentially bringing Charles Woodson back, maybe on a low contract, not much risk, but that talk, I think, is going to build after the Packers didn't add a safety.
It'll be interesting to watch for sure, and we will be discussing Packers with you throughout the summer as camp gets underway, and then this season as well, and you can find all the games here on K107.1. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Top of your head, Brian, grade the draft quick.
I'll give it a B+.
B+. Not bad. I think we'll take that. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you down the road, buddy.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.